Local AI and Automation Edition, June 7th. Let's talk about what you can actually run and build with right now. Google's Gemma 412b is the big story for local AI this week. This is a dense multimodal model. Text, images, audio, all processed natively, no separate encoders needed. Apache 2.0 license. Quantized GGUF versions are already up. On a Mac Mini M4 with 16 gigs of RAM, it hits 12 to 14 tokens per second with vision enabled. On an 8 gig VRAM GPU, people are seeing 32 tokens per second at 64K context. There's even a 2 billion parameter variant that squeezes into a single gigabyte. This is the first model that makes genuinely useful multimodal AI a local-first experience. KimiCode CLI dropped from Moonshot AI, an open-source terminal coding agent under the MIT license. It reads and edits code, runs shell commands, fetches web pages, and uses subagents for parallel tasks. Single binary, TypeScript. Think Claude code but open source and inspectable, with strong safety and approval flows built in. Speaking of open alternatives, Open Code by Anomaly Co. is getting a lot of buzz as a direct Claude code replacement. Terminal UI, desktop app, multi-model support with your own keys, built-in agents. If you want full control without sending your codebase to a cloud API, this plus a local Gemma or Nemeton model starts looking very interesting. NVIDIA's Nemeton 3 Ultra deserves a mention here too. It's fully open weights, 550 billion parameters with a mixture of experts architecture, about 55 billion active, and a million token context window. Post-trained specifically for tool use and agent harnesses. Combined with the RTX Spark hardware, NVIDIA is betting that agent-native local compute is the next platform. Open-source on-device agents aren't a future thing anymore. But on the research front, Trajectory Labs demonstrated SDPO, a reinforcement learning method that works on real long-horizon production agent tasks. Hour-long trajectories, stale off-policy data, and it still achieved a 25% average reward. 5 times over zero-shot baselines with stable training. Practical continual learning for agents is getting closer. And one more to watch, the memory caching RNN paper. It lets recurrent networks dynamically grow memory to match transformers on long context tasks, but without the quadratic compute blowup. If this pans out, local long context inference gets dramatically cheaper. That's the local edition for June 7th. Go build something.